75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at IronPigSmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. For those of you who have been sending us text messages about my mic volume, we cranked it up a little bit, roughly about 20% increase on the feed into the studio. If you can send me a text message, if I'm a little bit louder this morning on the radio, a little bit louder on the TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, and the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, wchy.us, send me a text message and let me know if this volume on my microphone is better, perhaps equal with the commercials and the outs that we do for the music outs for each segment. Just send me a text, better, same, ND, no different. So better, same, or ND for no different. Send me a text and let me know. Basically, my voice coming through on this microphone needed to be adjusted, according to some of our listeners, saying that the show was quieter, so they'd have to turn the volume up to hear me. And then when we went to commercial breaks, the commercials would blow up their speakers. We had a level issue in the studio. So I mentioned it to my engineer, Devin Lawrence, last night. He turned it up roughly about 20%. Let me know, better, same, or ND for no different. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to have Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. If you have any questions for Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff of the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie, me and Mr. Snoop did a little road trip on Monday. We went up there to see Dr. Jeff. Snoop had to get his vaccines updated as well as check out his throat, his chest, see what the heck is going on with his gag. Not a cough. It's a little guttural gag, 2-3 o'clock every morning. Well, come to find out, one of his tonsils appeared to be inflamed. So we got some antibiotics. We got an inflammation pill into him. And so far, it seems to be improving already, just since Monday. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Jeff. Why did he do a throat and chest x-ray? After looking in his throat, seeing the tonsil being swollen, why did he do x-rays? And he'll explain his logic on that and basically the reason why you do the somewhat exploratory extra work is to rule out what it's not. And he's going to explain all that. If you have any questions, again, for Dr. Jeff, text him to me, 231-360-5140. Also, President Trump issuing some edicts last night, one of them against Venezuela. He has declared that country, the entire country, a terrorist organization, and has created an embargo, basically blockade with our Navy, blocking all of the ships going in and out of Venezuela. Well, tonight, President Trump will speak to the nation in prime time. I believe it's scheduled for 8 or 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Yes, I just got confirmation. Presidential address, 9 p.m. tonight. President Trump will explain his actions to the nation. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Text me your questions. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People. The families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us right now is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, Monday after the show, I cleared off the driveway and made my way up to Sioux Animal Hospital to see you and let you take a look at Mr. Snoop. He was due for some of his shots. His vaccinations had to be updated. But most importantly, I was concerned about this stupid gagging, I mean, just guttural, coming out of his mouth about 2:30, 3 o'clock every single morning, waking me up. And you checked him out, and you looked down his throat, and you saw something going on with his tonsils.
Yep. Yep.
What is that all about?
Well, dogs and cats also, and a lot of mammals, have tonsils just like people do. And what your tonsils do is, like I said, they live in the back of your throat. They're part of your immune system. And their job is, if you eat something that's got a pathogen or whatever on it, they're kind of like your first responders or your QRF or quick reaction force there. And they will jump on whatever pathogen or whatever help tries to invade through the mouth. And sometimes they, however, get infected themselves and actually join the other side. And that's usually when you get tonsillitis. And one of his tonsils is actually pretty swollen. And that's probably what's giving. He's probably got a little bit of an infection or something in there. So, and that's probably what's irritating him and making him want to, you know, gag like that.
Try to get rid of whatever that inflamed tonsil is being felt like a foreign object.
Yeah.
And when it really starts to swell up, maybe at, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning with whatever infection or bacteria or whatever, then he's wanting to gag to get it out of his throat is basically what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like us, when you sleep, your respiration decreases, obviously. You don't breathe as often. You don't breathe as deeply. And that will then let some mucus build up and things like that, and that's probably why it's getting more, it's more irritated at night than it is during the day, because during the day you can kind of swallow and clear your throat and do things like that, but when you're sleeping, then all of a sudden you wake up. Anybody that's got sleep apnea, I'm raising my hand, kind of knows what I'm talking about. If you're using your CPAP machine, that if you don't use it, it's kind of that same thing, because you're kind of hypoventilating, and that irritates. So that's probably why he does it at night.
Got it. Well, one of the things that you did also after seeing the tonsil, I kind of pushed you. I said, you know, I just, while I'm all the way up here, you know, 130 miles from my house, let's go ahead, whatever other things, diagnostic things you need to do. So you went ahead and did an X-ray of both the throat and the chest. And what did you find there?
Everything's pretty clear. So now, a lot of the reasons, we kind of talked about this too, when we're running diagnostics, people think that we run a test to rule something in, okay, to find out the answer. And a lot of times what we're doing is we're running tests to eliminate things off of our list. So if I have a dog that's gagging and coughing or whatever, there's a whole list of things that can cause that. And, you know, heart problems can cause it, pneumonias, you know, different things. So what you need to do is you need to start, you know, take an X-ray. Okay, is the chest clean? Okay, good. Chest and heart look okay, so I can start scratching things off the list. I mean, it's like investigating a crime, really, and that's actually one of the classes that I've had, because one of my original, my bailout career, if I did not make it into vet school, was law enforcement, because I have a large component of my family is in large law enforcement.
Sure.
It's one of the best classes I've had for teaching me how to diagnose things, is like how to do a criminal investigation, because that's what you do. You start with a whole list of people that possibly maybe did it, and then you start crossing name. Okay, they were in Europe, la 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 la, you know, until you finally
right
come to the end, and you go, OJ, we got to talk to you because you're the last person on the list. That's kind of how that works.
Sure. Sure. Yep. Well, you know, it's interesting because so many times, you know, you're in a situation where veterinarian offices don't have all the facilities and all the equipment that Sioux Animal Hospital has. And so, again, that's another reason why, you know, we did 260 miles round trip. I got home, and Vicky's like, man, that's a long way to go to take your dog to the vet. And I'm like, yeah, but Dr. Jeff knows what he's doing, and we think we figured it out. Bottom line, if this antibiotics, anti-inflammatory prescriptions don't work, then probably we'll have to come back and schedule an appointment to have his tonsils removed.
Yep, and I've done that before, too. Even in humans, it's kind of been, you know, they used to take them out all the time. And, you know, I mean, you think of any of the young, you know, kids, childs of the 70s, 60s, you know, if you coughed funny once, they, whoop, you know, they're gone.
Right.
And then they finally changed it to, they didn't take them out at all. And then they finally settled on, you know what, to get tonsillitis more than like twice, or I can't remember what, there's a cutoff. You know, if you get like three times, they're like, okay, you know, they can get out. So
Right.
But
well, I was born in 1958, and I remember that I was taken out of kindergarten class, 1963, because I had tonsillitis. And yep. All I remember is I got a lot of ice cream while I was at the hospital.
You know? Yeah,
so it wasn't too bad.
Yep. I had mine removed. I was a little older. I think it was fifth grade I had mine removed, if I can remember.
Okay.
Kind of. Yep. You know, everything back then kind of starts molding together and kind of mushing together. But I know I was still in elementary school. I think it was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yep. So,
now yep, one I remember text, that. One text message I got, is there a difference between what Snoop, what I described to you as Snoop was doing versus a cough? A gentleman texted me just now. He says their beagle, ever since the weather changed, thinks he's got a cold. He's never heard of a dog getting a cold before, but he's coughing a lot, especially after, he says, drinking water.
Yeah, you know, we have the gaggy, like, and you can't, it's like you're trying to work something up. I mean, you know, really, you got something stuck
like
in your
throat. Snoop was doing.
That's what Snoop's doing. But then you can get a cough, and then there's a couple different kinds of coughs that I talk about. You can have what I call the church cough or the golf cough, where you're kind of like, and it's kind of a quieter cough, and that usually comes from deeper in the lung tissue, like pneumonias and things like that. And then you can get, I call it the 5-pack-a-day smoker cough. And that tends to be more bronchial or tracheal or bronchitis or things like that. So it depends on what kind of cough it is. But one thing that people do tell me, I don't think anybody's ever done a research project on this, but my experience has been, without knowing anything more than what he just told you, go to the vet. Heart. If I had that dog, the first place I would look is heart, because I hear a lot of people with dogs with early stage heart issues tell me, yeah, he coughs a lot after he starts coughing after he drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why, but that just seems, after, you know, 31 years this spring of doing this, that's just something that I've, multiple people have told me, and I've kind of, you know, made that connection there. So
how do you treat, and what do you do to look at the heart and, you know, put them on a prescription, give them a shot? What do you do?
So what we do is we do cardiac evaluations here. So you bring them in, we take x-rays of the chest. I mean, it's just like almost if you went to the hospital for a cardiac eval. We do blood work. We can check your cardiac enzyme levels, see how the heart's doing that way. We take x-rays to look at the chest, look at the lungs, look at the shape of the heart, okay? And then we do cardiac ultrasounds. So there's three kind of ways you look at the heart. You look at the shape of the heart through an x-ray. You look at the heart and how it's actually functioning, doing a cardiac ultrasound, which I do here. And then we do EKGs, which is how you look at what the heart is doing electrically, okay? So there's three functionality tests for your heart. And it's like if anybody's ever had a stress test and they slap them probes on you and then put you on the treadmill and and make you walk. But that's what it does, is it looks at the heart, the rate and rhythm and things like that. And we do those here. But yeah, then it depends on, okay, what's our problem? Where's our issue? And then, yeah, there's medications. Usually heart issues you can't 100% fix, but you can control them. So they're kind of like, you got to look at it like diabetes. You know, you can't cure it, but we can control it.
Got it. So put them on some medication, and that helps the heart function better.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Good, good, good. If you guys have any other questions real quick, we're wrapping up here with Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital. Send them to me, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate it. Jeff, as we're getting closer and closer to Christmas, what's the plan for the schedule for your employees and you at the hospital?
Well, we are open Christmas Eve morning for a half day, and then we're closed because it's landing right towards the holiday. So then Christmas is, what, Thursday this year, right?
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. So Thursday and then Friday, actually, because I got a lot of staff that's traveling anyhow. So I'm like, all right, it's almost no point in us being open because there's, like, nobody here.
Sure.
We'll be open again the following Monday, ready to go.
Very good. Excellent. Yep. Okay, so half a day only until, like, noon, 1 o'clock on New Year's or Christmas Eve?
Yep. Okay. Now, New Year's Eve, regular day, okay? Because they keep wanting me to take a half day off. I'm like, look, New Year's, nothing happens until the evening. So, no, we can work a full day. But
no,
then, obviously, New Year's.
You guys, if I'm here, you're going to be here. I got it.
But, you know, obviously, New Year's Day, you know, we're closed.
Right. Got a question. Does Dr. Jeff offer any type of financing? We've been told by our vet that our dog is going to need a major surgery, and we can't afford it with him. We'd like to get a second opinion with Dr. Jeff, but also, does he provide financing on a big surgery bill expense?
The answer is yes and no. We don't do the financing in-house, like I'm not doing it, but we do have two programs that we work with. One is called Care Credit, and the other one is one of my practice managers, Nick, just brought this in. It's called Cherry, and I believe he told me he put it on the website, too. You can get pre-approved. So if you go to www.SiouxAnimalHospital, spelled S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com, I think it's on the front page. It should be on the front page. They handle, like I said, computers work by magic for me, so they handle all the computer stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, you can do that, and it seems to be pretty good. A lot of people are getting the money they need fairly easily, and then the Cherry financing does a whole payment plan and things. So yes, so we just don't hold it, you know, in house.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, folks, what you need to do, like I did with Mr. Snoop, is just talk to your veterinarian that you currently take your animals to and ask them to email their files, their complete file, to Dr. Jeff there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. It's very simple. Email address is info, I-N-F-O, at Sioux Animal Hospital, all spelled out, S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com. Just email them the file, and then give Jeff a call, make sure they got it, and he has a chance to look it over, and then you can talk to him about a consult, about coming up and getting a second opinion.
Yep.
That's the best way to do it, Jeff?
Yep, that's the best way to do it.
Okay, very good. One quick question. Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Planning on having ham and cheesy potatoes.